You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1256.
And so if it feels like you are just talking to a seller and you ask them a few questions and then you make them an offer and you're like, take it or leave it, the seller's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, I wasn't even thinking about selling today, right? You never want the seller to pump the brakes on you, right? You want to pump the brakes on them and slow it down. You chase them because sometimes a seller, they're just curious. And all of a sudden we start just throwing out numbers. And if they're not ready, all of a sudden the number gave them an excuse to say no, right? They aren't ready. And so it's really, really important to slow down, listen to the seller's needs, find their timeline, slow the process down. Slow it down.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So today is going to be one of those episodes where I take it down a notch and we're going to have a fireside chat, real heart to heart, on why sellers keep rejecting your offer. So I want to pretend like you've come to me, we're in my living room, and you're like, Todd, I'm trying to do these big deals that you're telling me about, but the sellers, they just keep rejecting my offers. And so I'm going to sit you down here and we're going to have a heart to heart, kind of like my mentor does with me. And I just want to pretend like we're looking eye to eye. So just put yourself there. Okay. I love it when someone comes to me with a problem and, you know, they're maybe down or they feel like they're spinning their wheels, and I could kind of hit them between the eyes with an honest assessment where they're at, but also in really, really easy way to fix it, because you can usually leave really energized. And so what I'll do is I'll start out slow here and I'll try to keep my pace down like we're in my living room. But at the end, I'll fire you up here. All right. So, you know, let's pretend for a moment you're out there making offers, right? You want to do these big, juicy, fat wholesale deals Todd Toback is talking about, because that is my goal for you, to have a wildly profitable business with low overhead. And, you know, the sellers just keep saying no. Well, I'll give you seven reasons why this is happening. And I'll start with the first one on my list, and these are in no particular order, but your online presence might suck. Okay, you have to entertain this possibility. So imagine that you cold call someone or text someone, or you bought an online lead, or maybe you got something off the mail, and you give someone an offer and it seems kind of low, but they're like, I'll think about it. First thing they do, they hop off the internet, or hop off the phone and jump on the internet, and they Google, hey, Billy Bob's home buying service. That may be you. And now they look up and maybe you don't have any reviews online. Maybe your website hasn't been updated for, I don't know, 2 years. You got a typo or two. It has multiple markets on there. And, you know, all of a sudden, maybe they're unsure. Maybe they can't even find you at all. And so immediately, not only could they not find you, but now they see all of your competitors. And they call a bunch of your competitors who have better online presence, who they feel better about. They call immediately, and now you've just lost the deal. Man, I can tell you what, that's a gut punch. So, couple of recommendations. First thing, if I were you, I would really work on my Google business profile. There's a lot of videos on this. I actually did a podcast on it, but you want to fill it out. You want a full Google business profile. You want lots of pictures. Get some reviews of some of your past customers, real estate or not real estate related, but fill it out and let people know that you are a legitimate business. Get that done. And then obviously get a good website that you update on a regular basis. That will send you miles ahead of your competition. So start there. Number two might be you are moving too fast. So I find that one-man shops who don't have any support, they tend to look for motivated sellers as fast as they can, meaning they get someone on the phone and they're trying to qualify that person like in 30 seconds or less. And I can tell you that, yes, you should qualify people. Absolutely. But you need to do it and you need to make it appear like you are actually moving slow. And so if it feels like you are just talking to a seller and you ask them a few questions and then you make them an offer and you're like, take it or leave it, the seller's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, I wasn't even thinking about selling today, right? You never want the seller to pump the brakes on you, right? You want to pump the brakes on them and slow it down. You chase them because sometimes a seller, they're just curious. And all of a sudden we start just throwing out numbers. And if they're not ready, all of a sudden the number gave them an excuse to say no, right? They aren't ready. And so it's really, really important to slow down, listen to the seller's needs, find their timeline, slow the process down. Slow it down. Because if you do that, you'll gain a lot of information. You're not going to chase the seller away. You'll find out if they're actually even interested in selling right now, because if they aren't, you should never talk about price, right? Always talk about the situation. And then and only then, if all the answers are yes, they're ready to go, you found out the motivation, you tried to dig a number, then give an offer. So slow it down. Third kind of figure goes along with this, but third is you might be sounding too eager, right? You don't want to be so eager to sign the contract. You want to use the reluctance technique that we talk about in the No Limits Selling System, right? You know, Mr. Seller, if I could find a way to make this a win for you, but also if I could, you know, I've got to be able to make a profit here, right? So if I could find that, you know, then we can continue the conversation. So knowing that I'm an investor, knowing I have to make a profit, is this a conversation that we should continue to have? So now I've laid the groundwork. I'm not eager. I slowed it down, right? You see that? Like, I've got a good online presence. I'm feeling much better here, right? The seller's not going to run the other way. All right, here is a doozy, and not a lot of people talk about this. Yes, you could do deals completely virtually. Yes, you could do deals across the country if you're in the US. You could do deals across the world if you're in another continent. But you want to make sure that you sound local. And what I mean by local, I'm talking like local yokel, like down the block, like you know her sister's brothers, aunts, right? And you guys went to high school together. And so it's really important for you to choose a market, in my opinion, find out who the local players are, get to know as many people as possible, get to know as many streets as possible, all the local landmarks, all the restaurants, all the things to do, all of the sports teams, right? You want to be in it. You want to be Mr. Larry Local. Larry Local Home Buyer. Okay, that's actually a new term I just invented this very second on this podcast. Larry Local Home Buyer. And as you're Larry Local, right, they love that. People love that. It's funny, I just hired an air conditioning company. And the air conditioning company basically is super, super, super local, right? They're in the same zip code that I live in. The people there are all locals to the city. And I love it because I know they have a reputation to uphold. So you want to sound local, right? Real important. And so I would also, my Facebook page, maybe I would, or my webpage, I would take some pictures of me at local events. I know at one event, we did a local fundraiser for the police. We did one for St. Jude's Hospital. It was like a local chapter of that. And then we did something. It was for a local fundraiser for a local sports team, right? And so you want to put that stuff on your website that you support, you know, the local Cougars, right? In terms of like sports teams, like a mascot. But again, sound local. The next part is you don't sound confident. Man, this is a doozy. If you're shaky about what you're doing, if you're not confident, I can tell you that sometimes it's 95% on how you say something versus what you say. You need to be certain, even if you're not, even if you don't know what you're talking about, you need to be able to sound like you can close the deal. Being reluctant is not the same as being not confident. And so you want to have this aura about you that, hey, you're a doer, right? But you're not going to do a bad deal. You need to be really, really, really confident about that. A danger zone, by the way, a way that you could seem not confident or lose credibility is all of a sudden you come out and make an offer for 70, and then all of a sudden you come up and you all of a sudden make an offer for 110. By the way, this goes to higher end markets too. So all of a sudden you make an offer for 800,000 and now you jump up to 1.1. That's you sounding not confident in your first offer, right? You just jumping at the drop of a hat. And so you need to be able to sound confident. You also can sound confident by practicing your sales skills. So next one is no rapport. Man, rapport is so important. I've talked about the three levels of rapport. You want to develop a deep, deep rapport with your sellers. You want to be a friend. You want to, again, listen. You want to take your time. You want to have those common bonds, right? And so it's really, really, really important to build rapport before you go in for a low ball offer. I look at this in that we are trading, sellers trading equity for speed and convenience. And so I do recommend that my acquisition specialist make some friends with their sellers, right? It does not mean that they're going to pay a high price, but it does mean that they listen and they are upfront and they set the expectations for the seller. All right. Next one, I'm going to get some blowback on this one. Not meeting face to face. Ugh. Yes, you could do deals virtually over the phone, and I have done it for sure. But when you're meeting face-to-face in a competitive market, if you want to do big, fat, juicy deals and laser in on a local market, I got to tell you, there's nothing like meeting face-to-face, belly-to-belly with a seller. So my recommendation, if you're choosing between markets, choose your own market. It is much easier to get a contract signed when you're face-to-face with someone. Don't let time pass. Get the deal right done right then and there. You could read the body language. And I'm telling you, this really, really, really works. Now, if you can't get face-to-face, here's a hack. You either can use a notary to get your contract signed, or you can have your sellers go to the title company and drop off paperwork or have your title agent prepare that purchase agreement for the seller to sign. That's the second and third best options. First option, you belly-to-belly with the seller. Okay, and this one is probably the most important. They're all important, but this one is probably most important. And I'm telling you right now, this is when I'm going to start to get fired up. We were at the fireside chat before. I was nice and calm. I was trying to contain myself. I can't do it. The problem is you're not following up. Okay, you're not following up. I can tell you that my team, we hear no on a daily basis, all day, every day. No, 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 no. But when I hear no, I train my team. That only means not yet. No means not yet. You're in my living room in front of the fireplace. I'm shaking you. If you are not following up, you are literally pissing money away in the toilet. Please stop. I can't tell you how many times a seller says no, only later to accept our offer. So whenever a seller says no, and I know I've got a good deal, we're following up every couple of days. We're sending texts. We're sending thank you cards. We're sending videos. They're not overbearing. Hey, I know you probably are going in a different direction, but if you change your mind, will you let me know, right? Or, Mr. Seller, I know you have probably sold your house to this other investor who's agreed to pay you 10% above market. I hope you get it. Hey, but, and by the way, I bet that's closing next week, right? Which it's not, but feel free to give me a call, right? And keep doing that. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Now, if all of a sudden you lost the deal to a competitor, guess what? About half the time, they're going to close. The other half, they are ready to go with you. So follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up. Yes, they rejected your offer, but what that really means is not yet. So out follow up your competition. It does not take a lot of time, and you will literally dominate your market because your competition sucks. They don't listen to this podcast. They're not like you. They're not consistent. And I'm telling you, if you follow up until they either sell the property or they die, you will win. So I hope you enjoyed this fireside chat. I know I started out slow, but man, that last one is really, really passionate. So fix your online presence. Slow down. You're probably moving too fast. Don't sound eager. Sound reluctant. If you don't sound local, get local. If you don't sound confident, work on your skills. You got to build rapport, okay? Get face-to-face if you can. If not, use a notary or have them go to your title company to sign the paperwork. And finally, follow up until they sell the property or they die, okay? I would love to connect with you in the Wholesaling Inc. Facebook group. Go ahead and check that out at wholesalingconnect.com. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.